during the march, protesters carried placards and sang songs denouncing the administration of President Lazarus Chakwera on their way to parliament to present their grievances to government authorities. Miriam Nyirenda sells second-hand clothes at Tsoka Market in the capital, Lilongwe. She told VOA that prices of the bales of second-hand clothes have almost doubled, affecting her business, which feeds a family of six.
What we're asking the government is to help us by holding discussions with those that are selling the bales to us, the wholesalers, so that they should consider us when they are making these prices.
Malawians have experienced an alarming price hike of commodities since November, when the government devalued its local currency, the kwacha, by 44% against the US dollar. Nyirenda says as a result, some people have closed their businesses.
They are no longer selling this second-hand clothes. If you look at the price today, you buy the same bale at 400,000 kwacha, then tomorrow the same bale, you're going to buy it at 500,000 kwacha.
Sosten Gwengwe is Minister of Trade and Industry. He told the protesters who gathered at the entrance to parliament that their grievances are justified, and announced that all business licenses for second-hand clothing traders have been revoked with immediate effect. But the protesters were not pleased, saying they needed a more tangible solution that would boost their businesses. The angry protesters later started pelting stones at the cabinet ministers who were addressing them, forcing the officials to flee for safety. Local media reported that one police officer sustained injuries, while a local journalist for Zodiac Broadcasting Station, Leah Malekano, said a stone smashed her smartphone while she was recording the event. Despite the fracas, government authorities resolved to invite leaders of the protests and representatives of wholesalers to a closed-door discussion inside the legislature. Trade Minister Gwengwe chaired the meeting.
We've agreed that the prices for second-hand clothes should go back to the December prices before the volatility started. And going forward, they should be able to remain stable because they'll be getting support from government.
Habib Aliyahu represented the wholesalers for second-hand clothes.
We had a very good meeting with the Ministry of Trade because our licenses have been revoked. He said that you can open the shop tomorrow morning, and the parallel you can apply for the licenses, whoever agrees with this arrangement.
However, many protesters who were waiting for the outcome of the discussions outside the parliament returned home doubting whether the wholesalers would reduce the price of their commodities by half to reflect December's rates. For VOA Africa, I am Lamek Masina in Blantyre, Malawi.